This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. An emergency broadcast about George Floyd and the engineered race riots, essentially, in Minneapolis. This is an emergency broadcast recording on May 28th, the evening. Mike Adams here from newstarget.com, as well as brighteon.com, the free speech alternative to YouTube. Now, listen, I'm going to drop some bombshells here because I've analyzed the videos. I've watched this very carefully. That cop murdered George Floyd on purpose. That cop placed his knee directly on the carotid artery. And with his body weight as pressure, he murdered George Floyd in broad daylight. There's no question that's murder. But here's the other couple of bombshells. Number one, I've trained with many, many police officers and, you know, veterans and special forces and so on over the years. Every police officer is trained not to do that. So the way, in other words, what I'm saying is either that guy was put in place in order to cause this murder, in order to cause the riots and have chaos across America, or maybe he was paid, maybe he's been on the force for a long time and he was paid off perhaps millions of dollars to do this in order to spark the race riots, or one way or another, this was engineered. Now, yes, they really killed George Floyd. They murdered that man. And the black community has every right to be outraged about that, because Floyd was murdered in order to spark race riots and cause further violence. And by the way, I have sources that are telling me many of the fires are being set by people from outside the city. So this has, you know, provocateurs written all over it. But let me get back to the police training, because this is really critical to understand. Cops are trained, yes, to use their knees on, you know, suspects during an arrest. And what cops are told is that one of the reasons to use your knee, well, let me back up. You're never supposed to put your knee on someone's neck. Cops are trained to put their knees either in someone's back if they're face down, or on someone's chest if they're face up. You never put your knee, and i.e. your body weight, on the carotid artery from the side of a man's neck, or a woman's neck, obviously, because that's the equivalent of a rear naked choke. Now, a rear naked choke actually chokes your neck from the two sides, where your elbow, the person choking you, their elbow is kind of centered under your chin. And the two edges of that person's arm, the forearm and the bicep, are squeezing down on the sides of the person's neck. That's where the carotid arteries are. And that's why a rear naked choke, you know, in MMA or in law enforcement, a rear naked choke causes a person to lose consciousness. And if you continue to hold the choke, you will kill them. This was the equivalent of a rear naked choke, except it was the man was on the ground and the police officer had his knee on the carotid artery. Now, the reason police are told to use knees is because they can kind of, I imagine a lot of cops would probably admit to this, they can use their body weight to exert a tremendous amount of force without looking like they're really exerting force. If someone's on the ground and underneath them is pavement, which doesn't give, right? So it's very hard surface underneath. You put your knee on someone, you, as the arresting officer, you can decide how much weight to shift onto that knee or off that knee. You could put a little bit of weight or you could put a lot of weight, but an observer can't tell how much weight you're putting on the person. So police officers, when they're professional and they're doing their jobs well, they will only exert a sufficient amount of force to control the suspect. And if the suspect is compliant and not fighting back actively in that moment, then they would tend to ease off and not put their whole body weight on. In this case, this police officer clearly had the majority of his body weight shifted onto his knee, which was projecting that pressure onto the carotid artery of George Floyd. It's obvious in the video. This was a deliberate murder. This was not an accident, folks. Not an accident. Not at all. And it's not enough that these police officers are fired. They need to be prosecuted for murder, not just manslaughter. Oh, it was an accident. No, this was not an accident. This was done on purpose. And it's obvious. I mean, any expert who knows anything about, you know, law enforcement defensive tactics or arrest training or whatever would be able to say this police officer did that deliberately, because the training of cops teaches you not to kill people when you're arresting them, especially someone like Floyd, who was not, at least in the videos that I saw, he was not actively fighting back. He was on the ground begging for his life. I mean, that's not someone that you need to keep pushing into the pavement, right? That's someone that you should ease off when he's begging, you know, I can't breathe, I can't breathe. That should be the slogan, by the way, for all of us. I can't breathe because of the censorship, because of the oppression, because of the lockdowns, because of the bioweapons, because of the toxic vaccines, because of the mind-altering pharmaceuticals, the fake news media. I can't breathe. I think George Floyd speaks for us all, frankly. I can't breathe. I know exactly how he feels. I can't breathe either, except I'm still alive and fighting against a death industry, you know, the institutions of death, whether it's death science or death pharmaceuticals or death vaccines or frankly, you know, death culture, engineering, false flag operations, the corruption of law enforcement in certain cases. It's all about death. It's about killing people. Depopulation weapons. What do you think the vaccines are going to be, folks? They're going to be depopulation weapons, especially targeting Black America, by the way, which I've talked about in other podcasts. I mean, it's not only just sickening, nauseating to see that they're killing this one Black man, Floyd, but to know that behind the scenes, the real plan is to kill every Black person in Africa with a toxic, you know, infertility depopulation vaccine, or to kill low-wage Black American workers who are the ones who have most of the infections, by the way, or to kill Black women with toxic chemotherapy, because the cancer industry preys on Black men and women, especially in northern states, you know, areas like Chicago and Detroit and Minneapolis and so on, where there's a lack of sunlight, so there's a lot of vitamin D deficiency in the Black community, and therefore very high rates of cancer. I mean, the cancer industry preys on these people. And by the way, just as context here, you know, what that police officer did to George Floyd, you know, the cancer industry is doing to men and women every day, probably by the hundreds all over America. I mean, there's mass death and killing of Black people every day in America, like medical lynching going on with the chemotherapy industry, just treating a Black person's body as a cash machine to bill the health insurance company or Medicare or Medicaid for toxic treatments that kill Black people every day. And without telling Black folks that, hey, you should take some vitamin D. Vitamin D prevents, you know, tumors from replicating when you're vitamin D deficient. And yet there's nothing. The Black folks in America not being told, no, they're being murdered. They're being murdered. I can't breathe. I can barely breathe thinking about this, frankly. It's so damn infuriating that they would do that in broad daylight. You see, that tells you something else too. In broad effing daylight, while being filmed, they will murder you in the street when the sun is shining. You know why? Because they don't care anymore, because they're coming for you. The mass slaughter has already been ordered up and it's on its way. They don't give a crap about you, whether you're Black or white or anything. They don't give a crap. They hate all humanity, by the way. And the reason, I should have mentioned this earlier, the reason they're doing this now is because they need riots. They need riots in order to whip up, you know, total chaos before the coming election. I mean, think about all the ways they attack Trump. You know, the Russia collusion hoax, and then they dropped the bioweapon from China. You know, the Mueller investigation, all that total fraud nonsense, the illegal spying on Trump officials. Well, that didn't work. So what do they do now? Oh, they have to have race riots. How do they do that? Oh, just have some white cop, you know, kill a Black man in broad daylight. Boom! The spark is set. Ignition. That's what they wanted. This is not a coincidence. This is not some random spontaneous event. This is not some innocent police officer that accidentally manslaughtered somebody. No, these are deliberate, engineered acts to follow a narrative to cause chaos and riots and uprisings. And in the middle of that, they'll probably release another bioweapon in the middle of Los Angeles during a bunch of riots or something, you know? trust me, this is what's coming. And probably, and I credit a friend of mine with this tip. I don't know if he wants to be mentioned on this, so I won't give his name, but he says the whole plan is that they're going to kill Obama, the globalists, and they're going to have so much sadness over Obama being killed and all the racial tension, they're going to yank Joe Biden out of the way. They're going to put Michelle Obama in, and then she's going to beat Trump in the election because there'll be so much anti-white hate at that point because of all the racial tension that's been engineered, you know, all the violence and all the riots and everything. It's going to be, and he says they have to kill Obama because Obama knows too much about the FISA warrants and the, you know, the deep state crimes that are all being exposed now that are coming out with investigations of Durham and, you know, William Barr and so on. It's all coming out. You know, Michael Flynn has been exonerated and Roger Stone's going to be exonerated, I hear, because he's innocent as well. And they're going to sacrifice Obama is what this source tells me in order to put Michelle Obama, i.e. Michael Obama, in the running. Anything to defeat Trump, even if it means causing riots, even if it means murdering people in the streets. You know, look, I just want you to understand, this is about much more than one cop killing one black man in Minneapolis. It's about way more than that. These things are engineered, like Charlottesville was engineered, you know, like Sandy Hook, engineered. Real deaths, don't get me wrong, real children died, but the event was engineered. The media coverage was engineered. The parents, I mean, the reactions, everything. These things are always engineered. There's almost nothing that happens spontaneously that alters the course of history. It's all planned. It's all rigged. And yeah, real people die, like 9/11. 3,000 people almost died on that day. Real deaths, but the whole thing was engineered. I mean, Building 7 was rigged with explosives, for God's sake. The third building, they used demolition to bring it down. Of course they had foreknowledge. They had to drill into the columns and put explosives in there and wire it up and have it ready and have someone ready to press the button. Of course it's all engineered. I mean, give me a break. You know, of course Kennedy was shot by the deep state. You know, JFK I'm talking about. You know, of course Martin Luther King was assassinated by the FBI. Of course. I mean, this is what's amazing about this time right now, by the way. There is so much truth coming out that me saying these things no longer sounds like fringe. It's like everybody's like, yep, that's exactly what happened. Yep, biological weapon released by China. Planned economic collapse, you know, monetary reset, global debt reset. Planned race riots, you know, these globalist-funded depopulation vaccine weapons, right, that alter your DNA. These are no longer outlandish theories. These are facts of history. These are facts of history. You know, even Obama even whipped up racial tensions when he was president. He would try to cause as much racial tension and hatred toward cops as possible. And I got to tell you, this thing smacks of Obama. I wouldn't be surprised if Obama was part of this, or his handlers part of it, you know, from the CIA and so on. They rigged this thing. They killed that man, Mr. Floyd, in order to spark the reaction. And they're getting exactly what they want. Media outrage. Somehow it's Trump's fault, you know, blaming Trump because this white cop was apparently, you know, there was a hoax photo of this white cop in a, like a Make America Great Again hat or something. It was faked. It wasn't even him. They had that thing ready to go. You know, the narrative totally read. This is like the attacks on Kavanaugh in a way with what was her name? Christine Blasey Ford. You know, all these totally rigged fake news about a real event. You know, in the case of Mr. Floyd being really killed, but all the media around it being rigged and falsified and fraudulently assembled and edited in order to create maximum racial tension. So understand that George Floyd is not the only victim here. He's simply the initial victim who they murdered to spark much more violence, to try to spark a revolution, like, you know, an uprising of Black America, I suppose, against cops everywhere, for example. You know, you got Colin Kaepernick out there practically calling for revolution. And look, I think it is time for a peaceful revolution of not just black folks, but all of us. But I think it's time for a peaceful revolution of all of us, we the people, against the establishment that keeps trying to turn us against each other. This is their plan, divide and conquer. They want black people to hate white people. This is their plan, because if we all came to our senses and realized that, no, we should be hating the globalists, then they would lose power. So they have to turn one person against another. They have to make us fearful and hateful of each other. We're all the victims here. We're all the same victims of this globalist agenda, the depopulation agenda, mass enslavement under medical tyranny, endless unjustified lockdowns, using us as human guinea pigs for their depopulation vaccine experiments. We're all the same victims here. This is why I feel for, you know, all of my fellow human beings in Minneapolis who are expressing their anger right now. I don't condone violence or burning buildings down or any of that. What I understand is that, you know what, at least the black community is willing to take to the streets. And where's the rest of America? I would say we should all be taken to the streets peacefully to abolish big tech. We should all be taken to the streets to abolish big pharma. You want to talk about murdering black people? Look at the cancer industry and the diabetes drug industry. We should all be taken to the streets peacefully to dismantle the Federal Reserve that's stealing our wealth every day. All of us, black, white, Asian, Hispanic, whatever, we're all being looted every day by the Federal Reserve. You know, I can't breathe. Yeah, because someone's looting my pockets and stealing all my productivity, taxing us to death and stealing our money that we've tried to save. That's the Federal Reserve, fiat currency, fake money, counterfeiting system, massive fraud and theft, criminals running that system, the banksters. We should all be rising up peacefully. We should all be joining the riots. Again, not with violence, not with arson, none of that stuff. I don't condone that stuff. Not attacking police. Most police are good people, by the way. And again, that is not that the way that guy murdered Mr. Floyd, that is not what police are trained to do. That was something he did deliberately. That was an act of murder that was made to look like an arrest in order to portray police as the enemy. You understand? The whole thing was rigged, man. but again, we should all be rising up. There should be tens of millions of Americans in the streets right now, like Hong Kong style, you know, French yellow vest style. We should be rising up and demanding the arrest of the deep state traitors. We should be shutting down and tearing down the big tech, you know, communist run, treasonous techno-fascists in Silicon Valley. We should all be taken to the streets. So you got to hand it to the black community in Minneapolis. You know, on one hand, at least they're not sitting on their asses, you know, keyboard warrior typing and filling out online petitions and complaining that nothing ever changes. No, at least they're taken to the streets. You know, I mean, you got to admire the willingness to at least demand real change. I don't condone, you know, destruction of property or any kind of violence or anything like that. But what I love is the passion of rising up peacefully, demanding to be heard, and showing up and sending a message to the globalists to say, we're not going to take this anymore. Enough is enough. You know, I mean, listening to that, you might find it strange that here I am actually condoning this element of the uprising in Minneapolis. Again, even though I don't condone, you know, violence or what have you, but where are all the other people rising up that should be rising up all over America and all around the world to fight against the enslavement system of, you know, fake money and fake news and techno tyranny, all these things, and the fake medicine, fake cancer industry? All they're doing is poisoning and killing you for profit. We should all be rising up against those systems. The real failure is that most people sit on their couch and watch TV and take antidepressants and eat junk food and think, oh, it's all going to be okay. We got to stay positive. You know, that's the failure. That's the surrender. That's what's pathetic. Just people sitting at home. It'll all work itself out. Stop being negative. You know, really? No, they're coming for you. They're going to kill you. Don't you know that society is moving to a post-human future? They don't need you anymore. Why do you think they're building the robots? Why do you think they're building death vaccines? Why do you think they're brainwashing you with fake media and controlled narratives and gatekeepers online like Facebook and Twitter? You're not allowed to think anything that they don't allow you to think. You're not allowed to say anything. You're not allowed to share anything. It has to be a controlled narrative dish out to you, like spoon-fed, like you're a baby. And people are okay with that. Let's just get along. No, we're way past the time of getting along. It's time to get out of your house, off the couch. Take to the streets peacefully. Demand real reform. Join the revolution, the pro-human revolution, is what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about just, you know, protesting cops. Cops are not the source of the problem here. Globalists are the problem. They just used somebody wearing a cop costume to get this particular chapter done. Globalists are the problem. We should be rising up in unity, all of us, regardless of our skin color, rising up in unity against the real threat to human freedom, which are these institutions of control and corruption and mass fraud and genocide and death and enslavement and socialism and communism and, you know, mind control and the pesticide manufacturers that are poisoning us. All of it. That's what we should be rising up against. My prayers go out to the family members of George Floyd. And I want them to know that when George Floyd said, "I can't breathe," I felt that. I felt that because I can't breathe either sometimes. And in fact, I'm gonna have my graphics person make up some t-shirts. I can't breathe. I can't breathe. I don't know what else I'm gonna put on it, but it's gonna say I can't breathe. And it's gonna be a message about rising up against the enslavement of the globalist system, because we are all being suffocated. There is a boot on each of our necks. There's a knee on all of us. None of us can breathe because we're all slaves inside a system of control and exploitation and profiteering and looting. It is the system that runs the world. It's the system of fake news media. It's the system of medicine. It's the system of politics. It's the system of corporate profits. It's the system of online censorship and narrative control. It's the system of fake medical journals printing so-called science articles that are written and funded by drug companies. It's the system of the fake cancer industry that kills people for profit, that treats you like a human guinea pig so they can make money off the chemotherapy markups at the local cancer clinic. It's the system that's suffocating us all. None of us can breathe under this system. You want to be free? Human freedom is within our reach, but it's not going to come automatically or easily or cheaply. It's going to take taking to the streets. It's going to take demanding freedom. They're not going to give it to us. They're not going to politely. The globalists aren't just going to suddenly find a heart and have compassion for all the people they've been trying to exploit and control all these years. They're not just going to give you freedom. You're going to have to fucking take it. You're going to have to take it. You're going to have to fight for it. You're going to have to demand it. And you're going to have to do so with a sense of courage and determination. Because the true enemy, it's the globalists who are led by Satan. And they want us all destroyed. They want to destroy the human spirit. They want to destroy humanity. And they are well on their way to making that happen. Until you recognize that that's the real enemy behind all of this, then you're just fighting the wrong shadows, and which is what they want you to do. They want you to waste your time fighting each other instead of fighting them. Recognize the true enemy here, and you will be halfway to defeating that enemy. And that's probably why I'm so censored, by the way, because I point out the enemies of humanity. Not hard to see them when your mind's not all twisted up with pharmaceuticals and chemotherapy drugs. When you've got good nutrition, you have a lot of clarity. I can see the enemies. I name them. Zuckerberg and Dorsey and Soros and others. Bill Gates. These are the enemies of humanity. We are on their plan to be exterminated. And they shape events to turn us against each other. I can't breathe. None of us can breathe because the globalists wanted it that way. And they're shaping history to suffocate us all, to suffocate human freedom. By the way, while they're killing your babies. Yeah, haven't even gotten into that. So understand, look behind the curtain, okay? The curtain of Oz. Look behind the curtain and understand who's pulling the levers here. It's a bunch of little men. It's a bunch of little old frail globalist, evil men, for the most part, who are pulling the levers. They're puny. They're demonic. They have no real power except the power that we grant them. And they work their dark magic, their sorcery, by manipulating our emotions, fear, and hatred. That's what they do. And it's time that we destroyed them before they destroy us. This is humanity's self-defense. This is our right to exist and our right to defend ourselves against those who are seeking to exterminate us. This is why we must join together with love for each other and rise up against the evil and not turn against each other in fabricated hatred and fraudulent fear. That's why. And that's my message, and that's what I'm going to continue. I'm going to continue to fight for humanity, for human freedom, and human love for one another. That's what I do at naturalnews.com and newstarget.com and brighteon.com. This is what I do. And this is why they hate me. This is why they try to shut me down. Because I love humanity. And apparently in today's world, that is a crime against the demonic globalist forces that hate humanity. So be it. I will not surrender to evil. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out. HealthRangerStore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at HealthRangerStore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.